name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we have a wonderful celebration of two saints, great saints, and Saint Ignatius Bogonosis, the God-bearing father. And the one that was a little boy that the Lord had hugged and said that unless you're like children, you're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. And he went through all kinds of suffering. Finally, he was happy when he heard that he is going to be given to be taken, eaten up by the lions. And he wanted to make sure that nobody's going to stop them from getting that done. And he written the letters to the Christians so that they won't interfere, because he wanted to be died and wanted to be eaten up by the lions so that he would be able to be as a good a sacrifice for the Lord. He loved them so much. Well, Saint John of Kronstadt, excuse me, he also loved the Lord so much. He was born from a family. Their father was a reader, and it was in a far away in Siberia, and he had been sent to school. And when he was sent to school, then what happened is that he couldn't seem to understand or be able to comprehend what was being taught. And even the children started to make fun of him, that he wasn't able to learn things. And so he got so sad, not because they were making fun of him, but because the parents were paying for his education. At that time, you had to pay for the education, and they were very poor. And my beloved, he prayed, then he went on his knees, finally, on the floor before the icon, and cried his heart out and asked for the Lord to open up his mind so he can comprehend what is being taught. And then finally fell asleep. And in the morning he woke up, and he just felt like something happened, and he could understand everything. And from that time on, he's become one of the first pupils. And then he went through seminary, then he went through academy, and he was the top student. And my beloved, he also had a vision and a dream that he was serving in St. Andrew, first called Apostle Cathedral in Kronstadt. And first he had a thought that after he finished the schooling that he would become a missionary for the Eastern people that were still pagans. And but then he saw that there were so many people in Kronstadt and other places that they had lost sight of the Lord, and even though they were calling themselves Christians, but they didn't live according to the gospel, and as we don't today. And my beloved, his heart went out to them. And then he remembered the vision he had, that he had to be serving in St. Andrew's Cathedral of the First Code Apostle. And my beloved, at that time, it was a rule that if you want to be serving in a parish, you have to be married. And so he got married. He got married from a priest, Constantine, and his wife. But after he got married, he immediately told her that we're going to live as brother and sister. I'm not going to touch you, and because I have given a vow of virginity. And because she wasn't too happy about it. And the poor thing, for many, many years, she was struggling and trying to get him to change his mind. And finally, she even went to the bishop and complained to him And the bishop called him and told him that he had to live as normal husband and wife. And he says, but I gave a vow of chastity and I can't do it. And he left. But then the bishop got blind, and so he called him back, and he, with a prayer, he healed him. And he started to make all kinds of miracles, my beloved. And then he has become so known in Kronstadt that he was being approached by literally thousands of people. But of course, what he was doing, he was going through first to all the places that nobody wanted to go through, because they felt that that was a terrible areas. And he went there and he preached there and he tried to come and get the poor people that were on the alcohol, the drunkards and all them. He tried to bring them back to Christ, and he did. And the families, and he helped so many people, poor people. And of course, at that time, the diocese was paying the salary, and when he would get the salary, by the time he get home, he wouldn't have anything left, because he would give away everything to the poor, whoever it would be. And of course, they found out that he was giving things away, so they were flocking around him all the time when they saw him. And my beloved, finally, the wife couldn't take it, and she went to the bishop and ordered and begged that instead of giving the salary to him, that she would get the salary so that she can support herself. And of course, he did so many things. He had done, finally built a big place, because he remembered what St. Paul said, that those who do not work by their hands, and then they should not be eating. So, and he made a big house of where he would bring every poor people that could be, give them some kind of little job so that they would earn their living and their keep. And he made a beautiful big house. And of course, because of the miracles that he was making all the time, and he was making miracles not just for the Orthodox people, but even for the Muslims and for the Jews and for the foreigners. And he gotten so much fame at that time, and that, of course, he didn't like that, but he had to do it for the Lord's sake. And he had finally was badgered with the mail and telegraphs at that time from all over the world, and he was hearing everybody that the post office even had opened up a special section for him. And my beloved, then donations started to come for all his good works, and he was through his hands, according to the record, he went through between 1 and 2 million rubles. And at that time, this is a tremendous amount of money, because at that time you could buy a geese for 3 rubles, or a cow for about 8 or 9 rubles. My beloved, we have to see that he really believed in the gospel totally, and he had made a beautiful book, and he had written his thoughts about it. And this book actually was in 3 volumes, and it had 1,800 pages. And I urge every one of you to please read that book, and read it on a daily basis, at least a couple of pages. Well, if you can't, then at least one page, just like you have to read the gospel and the epistle, because then he will bring you to the true road of the Orthodox Christian. And my beloved, he was loved so much by the people that thousands and thousands were coming to him, that finally the church, he couldn't hear all the confessions. They would come to church, and the cathedral that he was serving, they could hold 5,000 people. So it was always more than that, even the people standing on the outside, and everybody wanted to go to confession to him. And so the church made a special thing for him that they allowed him to have a general confession, which was only done in the early Christian years, that he would stand up on the by the altar, and he would say the prayers before confession, and then he would say to everybody, confess your sins, and people would confess their sins out loud, not caring who is next to them, and that they would hear of their atrocities and so on, and then he would read a prayer of absolution over everybody. But then when the communion comes, then sometimes it would take more than 2 hours to give them communion, because there were so many of them. But of course he was clairvoyant, and so when he saw somebody coming over that he didn't really repent of his sins, he would not allow him to receive communion. He says, you're not ready. And this is how St. John of Kronstadt was. He had so much love for the people. He had so much love for God, of course, first of all, because he had the love for God, he had so much love for people. And he is a perfect example for every priest to follow him. And I urge every one of you, if you don't have the My Life in Christ, the book, then go on our site and please read, please listen then to My Life in Christ. And try to do it on a daily basis. It will guide you in the right direction to the kingdom of heaven. For if he was truly a priest of God, it was in a sense of he was equal to the apostles, because he had been able to get thousands and thousands of people towards Christ because of his preaching, my beloved. And when he preached in such a way that simple people could understand him. He didn't have any highfalutin words or anything. He just was speaking from his heart, and from his heart to the heart of those who were listening to him, and they were able to accept it. Just like when he was teaching the children for several years to make a little money to send to his mother, because his wife didn't want to take the money that he was given and as a priest. And so what happened is that finally he couldn't do it anymore, because he had so much work to do as a priest. But when he was teaching in such a way that all the children could never forget that he would touch their heart. He wasn't just dry in his teachings. He was teaching in such a way that it reached their heart, and that it made them to love God, and to love, of course, God and Jesus Christ. And they understood that he came, God the Father sent him here to pay for our sins, and he sacrificed his own son. Remember the time in the Old Testament when one of the saints was asked to sacrifice his own son, and he went, and just before he was able to do it, the Lord stopped him. But in this case, God the Father himself, he sent his son to die for us on the cross. And my beloved, when he went to this earth, he had left all his glory and came here as a last poor man, and he didn't even have a place to be born in a normal place. He had to be put in a cave and in a manger, my beloved. This is the love that our God has for us. And St. John of Kronstadt is trying to make us to understand that he has love for us so much, that he is God of love. That's why in the Gospel, what we heard today, the Lord has said that you should do unto others you want others to do unto you. And he said that what good is it if you love those who love you? Because the sinners that do the same thing, they love those who love you. But you have to love your enemy, and you have to bless those who curse you, do good to those who do you wrong. And you should give loans to those who you do not expect to get it back. because the sinners are also giving loans to get back even amount. And but we shouldn't do all those things. We should follow what the Lord has tells us, and St. John elaborates on it a little bit, and he says that we shouldn't do to anybody those things which we don't want anybody to do to us. My beloved St. John of Kronstadt is a wonderful, wonderful saint and a priest of the last times to bring us out from following the Antichrist. Because at that time already, at that time just before the revolution, there were so many people that had gotten cold heart towards the Lord and the church, and they didn't really understand the church. Because as St. John of Kronstadt says, in the education system, education wasn't teaching them the main thing is how to pray. And of course, if you want to learn that, St. John of Kronstadt is for you, because he will show you and teach you how to pray to the Lord, not just with your lip service, but from your heart. My beloved, whatever you want to test yourself and think that while you're on the right track, if the Orthodox Christian, then start reading My Life in Christ. And if everything comes in there that consoles your heart and you accept it and you feel wonderful about it, well, then you're still on the right track. But if you feel that, oh, it's not for you, it's too much and so on, well, then you have to know that you have went off the real track of being Orthodox Christian. My beloved, let's understand and let's follow after St. John of Kronstadt, as he says that our relatives, our close friends, our brothers, our sisters, they're the heavenly dwellers, they're the angels, they're because we have one Father, and they're the saints, they're all our brothers and sisters. That is, of course, if we accept God the Father and as being our Father. And if we do that, then of course, my beloved, we cannot turn against our Father. Of course, you know that today's day is a terrible time that we live in, where, as St. Paul said, that the fathers or the children are going to turn on their fathers, and then the parents, and they won't listen, because everybody is going to be filled with such a pride, and they all think that they know better. Just like nowadays, most people don't listen to the priests because they think that they know better. And of course, this is not the Christian way. This is not the way the gospel teaches. Let's try to pick up more often My Life in Christ and start reading it and try to be guided by St. John of Kronstadt, because he is the best spiritual father that you can find. And accept him. Accept him as your spiritual guide, and he will guide you into the kingdom of heaven, because he has great love. And of course, you heard in the gospel reading that, in the epistle reading today, that if somebody loves God and he hates his neighbor, well, he doesn't love God whom he cannot see, if he cannot love his neighbor whom he can see. And because our God is God of love. Our God is God of love. He wants us to love each other. And as you know, the Lord says, they will know that you're my disciples if you love one another. May God help us all through the prayers of our elder brothers and sisters in heaven, and of course of St. John Kronstadt and the Saint Ignatius, the God-bearing Father, and all the saints. May the Lord give us the strength to fight all the temptations of this world, of the temporary nature, so that we'll be paying attention to the kingdom of heaven and start striving to go to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.